Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, double E, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe, been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gon' show you how, we gon' break it down, we gon' break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking right. Me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco.
Hey.
AK Disco. 3-5. Hey. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl. So who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening. Good evening. This is A-T-A-Z-P Live on Blog Talk Radio, your host, T-A-Z, once again in your ear. I have on the line my co-host for the night, Althea. She's on the line. Althea, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Taz. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. And our guest, our first guest for tonight is Mahogany Styles. is a sultry and versatile breath of fresh air in terms of hip-hop music, urban life, culture, and fashion, Mahogany Styles. How you doing?
What it do? Thank you for having me on, Taz. I appreciate it. Hello, fellow co-host, Althea.
Hello, Mahogany.
Well, I want to say, I, of course, I listen to music all the time. I do music, so with me listening to music, I ran into your page, and I was like, yo, I got to get this girl on for real. Soon as I heard it, I'm like, I jumped on it. I was in your DMs going, yo, I need to get you on for real. Because I like to spit, I like the flow, I love the music, and I just don't like everybody. I like certain somebodies, and you had that sound that I needed the audience to really hear.
So Mahogany had that sound for you, huh? She did it for you.
She did it for me. Praise God.
I do that.
So, Mahogany, tell me how you first started and started doing your thing, doing music.
Wow. The journey's been really, really long for me. It's been a long grind. I've been rapping for 15 years. Started rapping just to keep up with the guys. I used to write poetry. And then when I realized, wait a minute, I'm pretty doper than half of you guys out here. So started taking myself a little bit more serious. And I would say I've been rapping professionally as a professional recording artist for the last 10 years.
That's cool. What really got you started? I mean, you liked hip hop, or you just right away just knew you could rhyme and spit better than anybody else on the block?
Well, I coined myself the princess of hip hop, and the reason I call myself the princess of hip hop is because I feel like I'm hip hop's little sister. Hip hop music raised me. So I started writing poetry. I used to write a lot of songs as a child, and then just growing up in hip hop culture, like, it was almost like I didn't really have a choice. Like, hip hop called me for the most part. Started writing, and then took that and turned that into a professional career.
Now, how you get your name? I almost could guess it, but I'm gonna let you say it. But I could guess it now because I've seen your pictures. And I like your style, so I can almost guess, but I'm going to let you.
I actually want you to take a stab, Taz. Where do you think I got the name from?
Because of the complexion of your skin and the smoothness of the style of your flow.
Hey, that's just two more bonuses. I'll tell you the origin of my name and where Mahogany Styles came from. So if you guys are not familiar with the 1970s Diana Ross movie, Mahogany.
Oh, yes, very, very familiar.
She was a super diva. She just owned the industry, came in like a rainstorm and took over. And so I saw that growing up as a little girl, and I just related to her character so much. So when I used to write poetry, I just coined myself Mahogany. And then at some point as the music started evolving and the artistry started evolving, the name and the brand had to evolve. So Styles, I'm very versatile, like you said, versatile in the flow, versatile in the style. I just tacked on the Styles with a Z on the end and birthed Mahogany Styles. Here we are.
Well, it sounds like you're ready to take over, Mahogany. You ready to come in and take it by storm?
Am I ready to come in and take it by storm? I'm already taking it by storm. We here.
All right, girl. All right. I like it.
The song Diary, because I want to get all three songs in within this half hour that we're talking to you. The song Diary, give us an intro on that before I play it.
For sure. My music is for every single little girl growing up. That's trying to find herself and trying to figure out who she is in the world. That's who I was, and that's pretty much what birthed me here to the point of my Mahogany Styles brand. So the record Diary is one of my personal records. It is just really just about my position in life, who I am, me trying to find myself. And it's definitely one of my personal records. You guys can definitely go find that record really soon, available on all digital platforms. Please support. A video will be also coming soon, so you guys stay tuned. Find me on Instagram, Facebook, Mahogany Styles, to keep up for updates.
Stay tuned. I can't even believe this just happened, but like, you know, I'm me all the time. Today I came up. Like, I tell you what happened today. It was just true. It was off the chains. That's all I gotta say. Dear diary. Dear diary, though. They know what it is. Dear diary. The more I try to let them in. Dear diary.
Like the fast flames and expensive shit. Another day on the grind, she was chasing it. And when she go home at night, she be faking it. So she psyched herself out just to place a bid. Life about a gamble. She do all that she can handle. It's a trophy staring back. Empty house on the mantle. Like the Rosie, like the robot self. Got too much pride, she ain't out of help. She put her when her face on for the cost of herself. When her face on for the cost of herself. Like the dead boy, might come right back. Depending on the time where her focus at. She be going through her phases. So she writes it on them pages. Frustration, simulation, one-on-one conversation. The going gets tough, told the world she was rhyming. She exploded on the pages inside of a diary. She communicated, so she made it funny, the irony.
If I get lost, here's where you can find me. I feel the jigsaw.
Reason know exactly where it's at. Might just catch a solo experience on tour to that. Yeah, I'll call it boss. She the leader of the pack. Grown up in the game, she has the writing in the raps. Now she nasty. She like on another plane with it. Chick try. She ain't the same with it. Kinda watered down. These chicks be so lame with it. Always going down. Think they tryna throw shade with it. She can't lie. All she know is this trill shit. She curbside. All the other bullshit. And got balls for the shit that she deal with. So when she let go, it's gonna be a full clip. She blasts off an old mad blue and explain herself what she asking for. Make it a leave it, she all yours, but little bitch, you know you are her.
If I get lost, here's where you can find me. I feel the chase off. Catch me in my diary. It's a lip balm.
Today was just, it was off the chains. That's all I gotta say. Diary, Mahogany Styles. I like that. The music was different, but the flow was in pocket, for real.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I appreciate the love. Yo, shout out Chuck Marley. He produced that joint. Shout out my guy, So at KSE. He engineered that joint. So shout out my whole team, though.
Hey, Althea, you like that?
Yes, I did. It was flowing.
And you know what? You know what, Althea? She lives in Atlanta now.
Oh, really? I'll be in Atlanta in a couple of weeks.
Hey, we got to link up. Definitely got to come connect with me. I'm originally from New York, but it's in Atlanta now, so I'd love to link up. Let's definitely connect.
Believe
yeah, I used
it or
to
not,
live in
I'm actually online trying to find a flight right now.
Okay, I'll be fine while I'm
still loaded. Yeah, I used to live in Atlanta. I moved to Texas, but I used to live in the A. So, yeah. And I got a question now. I was checking out your bio, and
okay.
It said you was an intern at Westwood One Radio. And specifically
actually, yeah.
And working with 106 in Park.
Yeah.
Explain that experience.
I've been working in the industry for a while. I interned at 106 and Park on the show, and then I ended up transitioning into working on and building 106 and Park Radio. So I worked directly with Terrence and directly with Roxy, helping put the show together, produce the show. They had me working, blood, sweat, and tears, no game. So for all the young people just starting out in the game and you think stuff comes easy, it doesn't really go like that. I had to put in my sweat equity to get where I'm at. So, yeah, there wasn't playing games for me in 106. It was definitely a good opportunity, definitely a good foundation to me building my business brand for sure.
And didn't you also had your own radio program, The Urban Zone?
I did. I actually currently have a show. Shout out to my whole entire family over at The Sound of Atlanta Radio. Have a show. We rock every Monday night. Check me out every third Monday night on The Sound of Atlanta Radio. But, I started out on radio actually on my college campus. That was WPSR. Radio back in New York, in SUNY Purchase, New York. And I had a show called The Urban Zone.
I got a question. The Sound of Atlanta Radio, does it have I forgot her name, but a lady that all the time talk about big hair, is she part of that network too?
That's my co-host. That is Big Hair Saga. Shout out my girl Black. That's Big Hair Saga. That's my co-host. That's our show.
Yeah, that's my... That's my buddy right there. So I wondered. I was like, wait a minute. She said, Sound of Atlanta. I think I know. You know,
that's
I don't claim to know everything, but I do know that.
So we family. We already locked in fast. That's definitely.
Yeah, because that's my girl. That's my girl from way back, and I'm leaning all the way back in my chair, almost out the window, way back.
Hey, shout out my guy E-Trade over there. Shout out Black. Yeah, we like to tear it up. We cut up on Mondays.
Yeah. I normally peep in and check it out. I just was wondering. Once I heard that, I was like, whoa. So I'm gonna say, do you do any of your production, or do you like when you go in and you want to put down a mahogany styles hit, when you want to put one down, how do you go through the process? Do you get involved with the production, or it's just mainly lyrics and flow for you?
I mean, I work with some really talented people, so I work directly with a couple of producers, like to keep the producers close to home. So when I'm working with a producer, I like to sit down, listen, vibe out to the record, you know, catch a vibe over the record. Then I'll pick out the track and just write to it. Sometimes I'll just write and match a verse. I might already have a verse. I try to be consistent in my writing, so I try to stay writing. Then I'll just match a verse that I already have, or I'll just read and just vibe out over the record and try to come up with magic. And, 10 out of 10, I usually hit home.
Yeah, that's cool. I've done it that way, too. I just wanted to know the process. I always ask artists the process on how they come out, you know, with their songs, because, you know, you start from nothing and then you birth something into existence. So I just wondered how the process was for you.
Yeah, each artist has their, you know, their own way of approaching a record and how they try to come up with creating a hit record. So
that's all
the independent artists they're working hard too, by the way. But everybody got their own approach. I just like to take my time. Sometimes I'll sit on a record for like months at a time or whatever, and I might just keep picking at it. Sometimes I'll just knock out 2-3 records in a day. It just kind of depends on my vibe.
Right.
Wow.
Right. That's how I go down. I mean, you know, creative flow. Some folks wake up early, late in the middle of the night. I had a musical group that was husband and wife, and I was like, I know it's got to be a problem because somebody wake up like 2 in the morning. Hey, get up, Negro. We got to do a song. What? Because they had a studio in their house, you know. I'm like, what? No. I'm glad my wife did not do music. My wife cannot do music, waking me up at 3 in the morning. Is you crazy?
My husband's actually also an artist too. Shout out my husband, Sonny Casino. He's an artist, so we might bust out a record at 2 a.m. or 12 a.m. if we feel like it.
See?
It goes like that.
See? See, Althea? Don't marry no artist now, and you an artist too. That's some crazy right there, boy.
Hey, you gotta get it.
Yeah, it's all love. I'm just saying. But love at 3 in the morning when I'm snoring, I don't know, yo.
It's just love is strong.
Your love don't run that deep, huh? Your love don't run at 3 a.m.
Not when I'm sleeping. Nah, praise God. Not when I'm sleeping. The song Hear Me. Y'all ain't hear me, but the song Hear Me that Mahogany Styles wrote. Explain that one before I play it.
Y'all finna hear me today. The rest of Hear Me is just a record to let people know that I'm serious about my stuff. I don't play no games. I take all my craft serious or whatever. So the record is just for those that sometimes feel like they're not really understood. They might be on a certain path or whatever. I understand mine, and I hope y'all hearing me tonight.
Okay, like, yeah. So you think you were born to me, so wax on. I say wax on, pussy's been so long. Let me put you on, I don't really give a fuck. My word is born, put some wordplay strong. Now I that bomb, turn down for why. I just turn on, but I'm in my prime. Some lame been yawn, I'm on my grind. I'm on to something. Sometimes I roll with a pack, my passion snatch. Might be tight, be claiming that. Princess of hip-hop, so I'm claiming rap. Put this, set it down, we aiming back. Run it, run it, wanted, I was made for all these laps. So when they try and make it rain, I'm thunderstorm. I don't think that you hearing me. I don't think that you hearing me. Hearing me. I don't think that you hearing me. I don't think that you hearing me. So I've been had bars, now it's businesses. And everybody wanna know what the business is. It's a meeting and a show, now they witnesses. Now they really wanna know, got my name where they live. Restful, but I'm trending. Peaking with no ending. They hate you, but befriending. Now I'm famous, no amending. Queen of the castle, your highness in the saddle. Play my position, or I'm riding in the battle. We moving all day, this is still statue. Show me what that tracks you. I'll show you about them cash rules. It's a strong thing if they ask you. Rest in this face, no, that's my attitude. I don't think that you're hearing me. 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 Continue to pretend, well, come again. We stay on 10, don't make pretend. I'm on my bed, but I make you bend. If it depends, you're not your win. I want it. No, it's shameful of them. We run up on the scene and change the game. It's been depends. I think that you're hearing me. I don't think that you're hearing me. Hearing me. I don't think that you're hearing me.
Jones and
the Mad Black Man,
and you're now listening to TAZ
on Blog Talk Radio.
Can I take over this show?
No, you can't.
I can't take over this show.
Nah, man.
All right.
Hear me. I love the beat.
Yes,
I love the whole
yes,
vibe.
Yes.
Go on out here. Tell it out.
Yes, girl. Yes. I'm loving it.
Yes,
I was
hearing you.
Yes.
Thank you. You
were hearing me. I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that for my ringtone.
For sure, I got that.
I need that. Yeah, I'm going to need that.
Your style now.
I need to play that in some of my meetings at work.
Yes, that's what you
got
to
for
tell
real.
Them. Like, when they, yes. You got to tell them, like, yo, I don't know if you're hearing me or not, but this is what it is.
No. Hey, I need that. I need to start all my meetings off with that.
No.
You need to do that. You need to do that.
I might get kicked out, but I just need the hook. Can I just get the hook?
Now, I got a question. How do you describe your style? Mahogany style.
I like to say I make everybody music because I make music for everybody. I make music that
right.
The grandma can rock to, you can rock to, the kids can rock to, everybody just want to rock to it. It's just a vibe thing. I try to stay true to me, stay true to my art form. I just make everybody music.
That's cool. I want you to give your information so people can hit you up, buy your music, connect with you.
Absolutely. You guys, actually, I just want to say real quick that I am actually starring in an upcoming production. It's a family-friendly production. It's called Safari. Shout out the entire Safari cast and crew. We'll be debuting in Edenton in February 2018. So you guys make sure you stay tuned to all of my platforms so you guys can stay tuned on where you can get tickets. And you guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Mahogany Styles with a Z. You can like my Facebook page. I would love for you guys to like my Facebook page. It's Mahogany Styles, again, with a Z. Find me on Twitter at Mahogany Styles _. Find me on YouTube, just YouTube Mahogany Styles, SoundCloud Mahogany Styles with a Z.
Mahogany, I just like to say that I'm glad that you called in. I'm glad we connected. I love your music, and I want to hit me up once the project comes out, Safari comes out. Let me know something so I can at least put it back on my page and let a lot of my people hear it or see it so they can be in the know too.
For sure, absolutely, absolutely. You guys can actually like the Safari Show page. It's the Safari Show on Facebook and the Safari Ooh. Show on Instagram.
And
on
also,
Twitter, Safari Show.
And also, anything you want to promote, just hit me up. And when you got some other music that you want to promote, make sure you hit me up, and that way it'll get you back on the show. Like I said, I love your music, love your style. Keep on ripping it. Anything you want to say, Althea, to Mahogany Styles?
Yes, Mahogany, just keep on doing what you do, girl. I will be hitting you up soon because, like I said, I will be in the A real soon. So I'll hit you up and maybe we can connect.
For sure. That sounds good. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me on the show. Thank you for letting me be a part of the show tonight. I appreciate the love. Everybody, just stay tuned. Keep rocking with me. Thank you for the support. Thank you for letting me connect with your folks and your listeners tonight, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Mahogany Styles.
Much love, y'all.
Area code 614. You're talking to TAZ and Althea.
What up, yo? It's Key Marie.
What's up, Key? Home girl, family. What's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Say hello to Althea. Althea, say hello to Key Marie.
Hey, Althea, how you doing?
Oh, wait a minute. I might got Althea. I might got Althea on block. Say it again, Althea.
Bring me back. Bring me back. How are
you,
Key?
I'm doing good out there. How you doing?
I'm good.
Now,
glad you could join us.
Keep it on the show before. I want you to say exactly to everybody what you do, what you does, because you know I know, but everybody else don't know what you do.
First off, let's get this out of the way. If I sound a little off, or my mouth is a little, sore right now. I just got my tooth pulled, so if my speech is a little slurred, I'm not on any type of drug. I'm not intoxicated or nothing. I just had some dental work done. But let's get that out of the way. right now, I'm kind of doing a little bit of everything right now. I've been on a little hiatus.
Right.
For a little minute, you know, life, you know, gotta get your head together, head space, just different life experiences that just kind of made me, you know, not stop doing music, but just kind of be on a little hiatus. But I decided, you know, this year and in the beginning of next year, I decided, you know, I'm coming back. So I'm currently working on some material now, working on my album. Not really sure what the name is going to be yet. It may be self-titled. Believe it or not, right. Out of all the songs and singles that I have, this is actually going to be my first album, per se. I did, you know, some EPs and dropped some singles, but
right.
It's actually going to be my album. So this is like my baby right here. So I'm kind of just taking my time. I've been acting, doing, you know, a few plays and trying to get my own play production up. And I actually am doing in the middle of this, what you call Key to the City Cypher. And I get a few ladies mm-hmm. together, and we, you know, we do our thing. So I'm in the middle of doing that now. I'm wrapping the first one up, moving on to the second one. So I'm kind of just, you know, doing a little everything. I'm getting my son together for his music, Lil Fresh. He's doing his music mm-hmm. thing. So, you know, me and my boyfriend are getting him together and getting him rising. You know, so just a little bit of everything right now.
Yeah, you be doing it all. But you even spitting now. Wait a minute, yo. That's my forte. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, she getting in that arena too. You know what I mean? Now, you know, right. Hey, wait a minute. Key was, you know, she blowing, she singing straight R&B, mad R&B, but then she started flowing too. I was like, wait a minute, hold up. She done got with my cousin Martell, who does hip hop too, and sings a little bit. Yeah, she done got with my cousin and started doing this too. I'm like, wait, hold up.
And you know what the thing about Martell, I can't even call him my best friend. That's like my brother. And he actually you know, quiet as it's kept, some of the songs that's on his album, he actually wrote them. Surprisingly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny because we do two different genres
style.
Of music, even though we can do it all, yeah, but he knows, it's like he knows me, he knows my style, he knows what I want to say, how I want to get it out. He may add a little ratchet to it, which is okay, but, you know, but he gets me, he fits me, so, yeah, me and him, you know, we're going to get back to collabing a little bit, even though he's not in the same city, but that don't stop us from doing what we're doing, so. Yeah,
right,
shout out
right.
to Martell, by the way, because
shout out to family, my cousin. That's how I met you. Ironically, I had Martell on the show first, and y'all both came on the show. So that's how
I
met you.
Yeah, I remember that.
I haven't met you physically, but I've met you, you know, on radio and online. And I'll be back.
Right.
I'll be up home around Thanksgiving, so I'll be up around that way.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna play the song that you and your boyfriend, I think it's called Things You Do. Is that
Explain how it's gonna be.
Now, and wait a minute now. Your boyfriend was singing, and you know, if you close your eyes, you be going to yourself, man, that cat sound like somebody. I nut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong? Wait a minute. Right. I'm gonna talk blackish. Is I'm right or wrong?
You right.
I'm like, that cat, whoa, where he come from? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Go and explain the song before I play it.
Basically, this song is basically based off of, you know, me and him and how we feel about each other. You know, it's just, we actually hit it off by, you know, doing a collab. And didn't have any intentions on linking up or nothing like that. And it's just, you know, we found ourselves like really just, I don't know, even just into each other. So we just named this song The Things You Do. Like, it's just the things that you do that just make me, you know, want to be with you. Like, you know, fresh in a relationship, whether it's, you know, 6 months or 2-3 years, like, you know, get you somebody that can still give you butterflies, still make you feel like, you know, it's your first time. And that's how it is with me and him. So we wrote about it. Like to hear, here it goes.
Let our fear go on here. Our fear, go on. Tell Key how you felt about that song.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can. There's some things going on in that song that probably cannot be explained over the radio.
What you talking about? I think what you talking about? Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
Dang, girl, it's a good thing. You can feel the love in that song. And it's hot and heavy. It's hot and heavy. Feel it.
You know, we try.
That's why I let Althea go first. That's why I let her go first. I ain't no Negro Damas, but I knew she had some kind of feeling about that song. That song is hot. I told you that when you first posted it on Facebook.
Right. Well, I thank y'all. I appreciate it. You know, that's my goal. Like, I want to try to make music to make you feel tingly on the inside, like I be feeling right now.
Yeah. She got the mic. Hey, Key, she got the mic all wet and carrying on. Come on,
oh,
now.
Oh, God. Wipe the mic off out there. Wipe it off.
Hey. Something like it wet. Something like it wet.
Now, your boyfriend, does he got a project that he's working on as well?
He actually does have a project. He has several. Mike does a lot of things. I mean, he's very active with the music right now. And like, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. He probably one of the main reasons why I'm like, okay, let me get out this hiatus, because he does music all day, every day. Me, I'll be like, I don't feel like it. You know what I mean? So he's really the major, you know, responsible for this actual project that's coming about. Like, all of my music, you know, he looks for the production for me that you know, that matches my sound. He actually vocal arranges all of my music. Like, he's like a one-stop shop. So, I don't know, I'm just pretty excited about it, just working with him. But he has a project that he's working on now. The first one, I think it was Sex Tape 1, and I think he's working on the second one right now. But he dropped what'd you say?
I wanted to ask, what's his full name?
Oh, his name is Michael Smith.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, on Facebook, he's on Facebook. He drops a lot of his music on there. He has a SoundCloud. He actually is responsible for my son too. Like, he vocal arranged his music. He's really dope with the music stuff and a motivation for real. You know, and it's
okay,
always
cool.
A good thing when, you know, somebody gives you some type of motivation when it comes to this music stuff, because you can get distracted. You know what I mean? You can get discouraged, whatever. But he just rolled with the punches. Like, come on, let's do this. You know, he's pretty dope.
Right.
So
that's cool. That's cool. And it's looking like I'm going to have to hit him up and get him on the show for real.
Yeah,
and that's what it's looking like.
That'd be a good idea, really.
He sounds like me about doing music and all the time trying to keep somebody motivated to keep, you know, keep putting the sound out. And that's what
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to do. Stay relevant.
Yeah.
Now on the production end, do you know who produced that song?
That song actually, hold on, I gotta think because there's so many. Darius Hot Hands Bailey. He actually produced that. I'm sorry, y'all. There's so many like beats that I get. I be forgetting, like, okay, who produced this? And I actually got this beat from him probably back in like February or March, and I never did anything with the beat. I just kept listening to it, and I couldn't do nothing with it. And just, I mean, going back to Mike, I, you know, had him listen to it, and then, I don't know, probably within a couple of days, maybe a week or so, we came up with this. So, yeah.
Right.
Hi-Hands, he's actually local here in Columbus, Ohio, and he's actually the producer of that beat. He's pretty dope as well.
And you happen to know one of my other cousins. You probably know my whole family. They're about 50 jokers, but what I'm saying, you know Edward Avery, too.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah, me and him got a you know, a whole different relationship. Me and him are very close. We actually got really close when one of our mutual friends passed away, Sean Good. And from then on, it was like, okay, we family. And then when he found out that, you know, me and Martell were family, he's like, okay, yeah. So you little sis,
yeah.
So, you know.
And then he hit me up. Then one day I said something on your Facebook, on a post of yours. And he hit me up behind scenes. How you know my sister Key? I said, dog, she been on my show before. Come on.
You know,
that's
the funny thing. I don't know what it is, but it's like a lot of people start getting protective when it comes to Key. It's like, how you know her? What you hey, hold on. So, you know, you gotta, you know, you won't start doing it.
Well, it was all good. The thing about it is, you know, we already fam, so he was just wondering, how you know Key?
Yeah.
Like, Negro, I know a lot of people. That's exactly what I told him. We just started laughing. That's my boy right there. And Ed does music as well, so
Althea,
my whole family does music, really. The whole family.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah.
It's crazy. So where do you perform at? Or have you been performing lately?
Lately I really haven't been. I don't know. I used to be the opposite of what I am now. Like, I used to be like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and record this song, and then I'm going to go ahead and perform it out there. And I used to perform all over Columbus. But now I really haven't been doing any live shows lately. I've just been trying to focus on, you know, the studio work. But, you know,
couple videos.
Sometimes I may go to Copias, which is downtown Columbus, but I wouldn't do, like, any of my music. But I am working on, me and Mike are actually working on trying to do a show, probably, well, not trying to, we are going to do a show in 2018 to kind of kick off, you know, what we've been doing and kind of put other artists on the platform and put our work on the platform as well. But as of right now, no, it's too cold. I ain't going out.
you hear that, Althea? It's too cold.
I'm sitting down here in the 73 degree weather.
See, Althea, you ain't even gotta rub that in like that. You don't gotta do all that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't have to say all that.
She way down
it's
South
cold.
Georgia. You all the way up Ohio in the middle of it. So y'all.
Yes. I think it's about 40-something degrees here. We supposed to, I think the high tomorrow is like 35, 38, something like that.
Wow.
I don't know. I get depressed when it gets cold. So I don't know. Since
you might need
to
move, Keith. You might need to move.
I might.
You might. I used to live in the ATL, but I'm in Texas now. You might need to move.
See that, and that's where I'm from. I'm from Texas. Me and Mike are actually. So we like, dang, what was we doing coming to Columbus? Like, my God.
What part of Texas? What
Dallas.
Part? Okay,
that's where
I'm at. I'm at Grand Prairie. So
you ain't got to rub that in either.
Yeah, round the corner. Round the corner.
You don't have to rub that. But you don't got to rub that in. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't keep that to yourself.
Well, I tell the folks, bless you. I'm more blessing with Keith's new music. The song Out of My Head.
Okay.
Out of My Head.
Now,
Out of My Head. Explain
there's
that.
Actually, it's a secret to this song because you are actually the first one ever to hear this song. So you should really feel very privileged. I have not released this song at all. My plans with this song was to actually release it with a video, cause you know my audience likes visuals.
Yeah.
So I said I'm not dropping this song until I can get my video set together, get my treatment together. So I was like, let me go ahead and just let me go ahead and just put it on. So you should feel privileged. Don't ever say I haven't done anything for you. Out of My Head is a little different. It's a little different than the song you just listened to. It's a little kinky. You know, a little kinky. I got a little kinky side too. But Mike Smith, he actually helped me vocal arrange this. So I just happened to be feeling, you know, a little kinky. So I wrote a song about
There's
it.
There's nothing wrong with kinky. Nothing.
Like the head go.
This is Chi Marie, Out of My Head.
Please.
But baby, the way you're blowing me, I'm all the way there. I'm all the way there. Ain't no comparison to what you do. Boy, you're the real MVP, honey, you are the truth. That's why I don't give a damn, I don't give a damn. I can't get you out of my head,
I can hear the honey dripping in the studio while
I think
I'm feeling some type of way.
Althea, you all right over there?
Girl, you sitting back and sitting here having flashbacks, thinking about some things, about to make some phone calls. I got phone.
Pull your wig back on, Althea. Pull your wig back on.
Straighten it up, girl.
She might need to pull out a church fan too. Well, she is.
I love
that song, Key. Thank you for letting me be the first one to play it without the visual.
Problem.
But I already put the visuals on when I played it.
Yeah, I have the visuals in my head, girl. I have the visuals already for you in my head.
Yeah, me too. me too.
Out of my head. I'm talking about out of my head. Y'all talking about what's in y'all's head. Now, what? Come on.
Well, yeah. Well, you worked it that way.
Yeah.
I want you, Key, to give your information for the people so they can, you know, reach out, touch you, actually hear your music, and be able to be on the lookout for your music.
What we can do, I'm on Facebook all the time. You know that I have my music page. It's Keith Marie, K-E-I-M-A-R-I. There's no E. So you can look for me on there two times. It's the music page and my actual personal page. Feel free to add me and like my page. I'm actually on Instagram as well, official Key Marie, K-E-I-M-A-R-I, no E. I took the Twitter down. I don't know if I want to get back up on that, but I took that down. SoundCloud, I got to start that right back up. See, what happened was, see, Martel was my assistant at one time, and he kind of controlled that, and then we just kind of did away with the SoundCloud, so I don't even know how to get in there. Martel got all that information, but I'm probably going to end up starting a new SoundCloud page, so that's going to come up pretty soon, but right now, you can just catch me on the two Facebook pages and Instagram for right now.
Make sure you are, once you go on SoundCloud, hit me up. Another TAZ production. That's
will.
All you got to do. I mean, there's there's 98 songs on that thing. Them are the free songs I give away for people to listen to.
Okay, cool. No problem. I definitely will.
I want to thank you for coming through. I love the music. You know that. I'm a fan, too. So whenever you want to promote some more new music, hit me up, and I would love to have you back on, Key. You've been on twice, so you know you family now, so you know.
Right. And I just want to thank you for just supporting me, period, because, like, you have a way, period, of just making somebody feel uplifted even when they feel like they're not doing nothing. So you personally, Taz, I just want to thank you for that. You've always,
you know,
it's like you put me on this threshold, on this platform, and it's like, dang, I ain't even did nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate that. And, just keep doing what you're doing. You're a very humble person. You're a very good supporter, and you know, I just appreciate you for real. I appreciate you for having me on the show as well tonight.
No problem, little sis. You know I love you. Just like family. You in the
and
family
I'm sorry,
anyway.
I'm sorry I couldn't turn up as much.
It's all good.
I'm real reserved right now. I don't really be this low key with it. I'm usually turned up. But because of this daggone tooth that I had to go through.
Yeah, for real.
It kind of sat me down a little bit.
kind of threw you back a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of just hit me back just a tad bit. But I'm going to get the party going tomorrow. But definitely
again, thank
next time, because it will be a next time. I'll be turnt with y'all.
Yeah, maybe next time we get you in here with my other homie, my other family, Diggy Dolce, your girl. So
get you
both in there. She's been on the show before too.
Yeah. Oh, we actually got some stuff working. Stay tuned for that as well. Me, her, and this other guy. I can't remember his name. Let me not lie.
Right.
But we got a song called 6 a.m. that they actually featured me on, and it's hot. It's hot, so stay on the lookout for that as well.
Oh, yeah. You know I'm on the lookout at all times. All right, then, Key. You take care.
All right. I love y'all. Y'all be safe and stay warm. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying it right now, girl.
You too.
Y'all so scared. Yeah, I'm going to try. But thank you for having me on the show. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, Althea, you didn't think you were going to be able to do anything.
Yes, sir. You know, I told you I had a long day.
Yeah, I know you had a long day.
I'm going to
end this last song with one of my new joints that's going to be out next year on one of the four CDs I'm going to drop next year. So, this song is called Mona Lisa. Again, thanks to Kay Marie and Mahogany Styles for coming in, and Althea for co-hosting. She got to do it again when we get some more folks in.
Thanks for having me.
In a minute. Say what now?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. This is the song Mona Lisa. I'll probably be on next week. I got a couple more guests coming through next week from D.C. Talk to y'all later. Thank you out there.
My pleasure. Peace.
Now
life fast like a thief on the run. Bring them in, toss them out, oh hell, I was young. Am I gonna hit it? Then they twiddle the thumb. Yo, the sun is coming up, and I knew they were done. Yo, the sun is coming up, and I knew they were done. Yo, the sun is coming up, and I knew they were done. Some say that love can't enter the heart. When the bond is there, you can't break it apart. And love looks good like classy art. For the taste of Mona Lisa, I'm thinking I'm smart. Some say that love can't enter the heart. When the bond is there, you can't break it apart. And love looks good like classy art. For the taste of Mona Lisa, I'm thinking I'm smart. If you